Friday.
Happy Fun Joke Friday.
Intern Coles in studio.
Hey.
What's up?
Forgot about the fun jokes.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It is here. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico will be joining us at 7.
That's right.
To hang out with us. And, yeah. Good times to be had by all. Get off your phone.
I'm looking at jokes. Do you think they really come from my mind?
Oh, I assume so this whole time. They don't come from your mind?
Ready for your first joke?
It's Fun Joke Friday. Why not?
Ready? Okay. Want to hear a joke about paper?
Oh, man. Not yes.
Never mind. It's terrible.
That's terrible.
It's terrible.
That was terrible.
Like, terrible?
No, like, I wouldn't... Well, no, because it's on your phone. Like, but if you had printed out that joke, yeah,
that's
I probably
terrible.
Would've. Yeah, I ripped it to shreds.
No, you couldn't. No, okay. Why did the math book go to the therapist?
Let's
because
see.
It had a lot of problems.
Oh. That's not funny. People see therapists every day.
Speaking of math, there's someone on the
oh, see what you did there.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Oh, dude.
Fun Joke Friday.
What's up, arithmetic? Can that be your new name?
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
No way!
No.
This is him.
What's up, buddy?
Ain't not much. How are you guys?
Dude, ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
What?
Exactly.
Ain't no sunshine.
You know what, guys? Today is a pretty exciting day for me. Want to know why?
Why?
Because today I have a tour of Volcano Vista High School.
Oh,
Rock,
man.
Yes. At that school, they won't let you leave if they think you go there.
It's like a mall.
Actually, I'm going to be checking in as a visitor, so.
That's good. Oh, you can
we
check in as a visitor. That's good.
Rather than me
we
get
were asked
carded.
To leave the premises.
Well, you know, here's the thing is, if you guys wanted to do that, you'd actually have to have a permission thing from EPS first to do that.
Oh, that's would have been smart.
To know.
We should have consulted with you before we did that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It says that under the EPS rules that you guys have to have permission from them first, you know what I mean?
So the good news is your new school, they totally abide by them and know them all very well.
Yes.
So.
Yes, because the last thing they need is to get in trouble with APS, which,
right.
You know.
Who wants
you know
that?
How much APS is. I mean, they really care about safety, so.
Right. That's the S. That's what the S stands for. And
safe.
Yeah. Albuquerque
Public safety. No, that sounds like it could be right.
APS. That's what it stands for.
Not school.
Yep. So, anyways, guys, you guys enjoying your interns there today?
Intern.
Creepy Caleb.
Intern.
He had a really late night, I think, because he slept in. So he's not here yet. If he comes in with, like, mud on his shoes, I'm going to start to question and may have to call the authorities. So.
You guys are hilarious.
Mostly just this guy.
You know, guys, since it's Fun Joke Friday and all, you know that crazy chicken sound?
Yep.
That would get people laughing.
That would get people laughing, and they can hear it at 6:45 when we do birthdays.
And get them right.
Nice.
Yep.
Anyways, can you guys play a song for me by The Temper Trap?
Yep.
Well, thanks, and guys. We'll talk to you guys Monday morning.
All right, buddy. We'll see you later. Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody. Oh, yes.
My dad just texted me a joke.
This time where hold on. She's gone. This is what I was quoting to Matthew.
I know.
Wonder if she's gone to stay.
That's right. Hardest part about getting up in the morning is leaving my lady at home.
Anytime.
So sad. So, anyways, good joke.
Anyway, okay, ready? The teacher told the train to spit out the gum. The train told her, no choo choo. I've never heard my dad tell that joke ever.
Wow.
Wow. That's exactly what I'm texting him. Wow.
It is Fun Joke Friday. Get your jokes in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700. T-minus 6 minutes away from Fry News Day.
That's right.
So we're going to let Michelle actually look at stories and see if she comes up with anything. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The Vocal Few, Mexico.
That was confusing.
Matthew McDonald.
Few Mexico. I heard
the Vocal Few Mexico. Yeah. Mexico.
They have some new stuff.
Yeah. Matt McDonald sent me a new track this last week. We will be premiering it for New Music Tuesday. I cannot wait for their new EP to come out.
I'm excited too. We talked to them not too long ago and they were just finishing vocals at that time. So now that it's actually happening.
Pretty excited.
Yes.
Things like just keep popping up and happening. Like the fact that prom is tonight.
What the heck?
Yeah.
That happened so fast.
It did. It's here.
Good prom news.
Tonight.
Good news.
What?
I got my dress.
Nice. I still don't have mine.
Your dress?
Yeah. I have no idea what I'm wearing tonight. I can't wear jeans, right? Can I wear my slacks? Can I wear those gray
things? Do you hear the song that you're playing right now?
Where's... Why is that not working? Oh, it's not on.
Yeah, okay.
There it is. Okay.
I'm going to say that you can wear jeans if they don't look like jeans.
Oh, see, but mine look like,
okay.
Mine look like the
like
dark.
Mine.
Yeah,
okay.
Those don't look like jeans.
I'm planning to wear these tonight.
Yeah, okay. Those are cool. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
cool. What about my gray slacks? Can I wear those?
You wear those? Yeah, that's fine.
Wait,
them all the time.
All the time?
Like, every day.
When was the last time I wore them?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Exactly. It's been forever. I'll even wear suspenders and like a nice tie, maybe like a vest.
You have to wear your 8-bit tie.
Do it.
My 8-bit tie?
The one that
okay.
Chris
I'll get. I'll wear my nice hat that I'm getting from Larry's.
Did you already get that?
No, I'm getting it today.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah. Ooh. Yes. What? Yes. I'm wearing a hat.
What?
I am too.
Are you wearing from your place of employment?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Nice.
We're going to be super classy.
It is actually my Christmas
wear a hat.
Bonus.
Nice.
Nice.
Dude, that's a cool Christmas bonus.
Oh, yeah.
That's a cool job. Oh, so classy.
I am dressing
really
classy tonight.
You really have a hat?
You're gonna roll your eyes when you see it, but yeah.
Why am I going to roll my eyes?
Because it's
Justin Bieber's head.
It's just his head. Justin Bieber! Yes.
Wow. All right.
I'm dressing classy tonight.
All right. Well, it is kind of, you know, prom, so you got to dress classy.
But not, it's like retro prom, and so I'm choosing a different.
Tickets are only available until noon at mystaticradio.com, so if you haven't picked up your tickets and you want to pay less...
Get to mystaticradio.com now. Yeah,
pretty much. Static!
Hey, it's Bierancho.
Bierancho!
What's up?
What up?
I have a joke.
Yay!
I want to hear it.
All right, change is inevitable, except from vending machines.
Isn't that more just like a fact of life?
Yeah, but it's so funny. It's funny because it's true.
Hmm.
It's funny because it's true.
Chuck, can I get some haste today?
Ooh, haste today. Wow. I like that. All right, maybe we'll throw in some.
Is this way too early Friday?
Wait. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Oh, thank you, Pierre Rancho. Way too early Friday. We'll get some haste today. You know what time it is?
No, I don't.
You know what time it is?
No, it's crazy. Hold on.
It's Friday. It's 6:37. Gave you like 7 extra minutes.
Yeah, but I was distracted all
Sweet
7
breaking
of
news.
Breaking news. A French family said they have sustained injuries from flying objects at their home, which they believe to be haunted by ghosts.
What?
The resident of the home said a family member was hospitalized earlier this month after being struck by a chair in the face and a soap tray in the back. The mother said a friend had to be hospitalized this week after being struck by stones thrown by the haunting spirits.
Cute, creepy alien music.
I know, yeah. Dude, here, sorry. You're way on it. Actually, no. Since it's like haunted.
No.
Oh. Huh?
The family
haunted
said.
Mansion.
Hold on.
All right.
The family said an exorcist from the local. I can't ever say
deli.
The local deli.
Yes. Yes.
Let me start over.
Okay.
The family said an exorcist from the local deli has been visiting the house in an attempt to banish the spirits.
Yep.
Local officials are working to find the family a new home.
It makes sense. They sell deviled eggs. Hello! The local deli!
Fun Joke Friday!
Woo! Thank you!
They're running low on the angel food cake.
No, that one didn't work. That was... That was stupid.
The timing
was... That was really, really poor.
Dang it.
Yeah. So, see, interns, that was a really good example of how to deliver a joke and how not to deliver a joke. So
no, the ultimate joke deliverer is Jack, his son.
Oh, which he tried to tell me his joke last night. I said, no. Save it for radio. I don't want to hear your joke.
Don't talk to me.
I seriously said that. I seriously did. We're at the dinner table. He goes, hey, I got a new one for Fun Joke Friday tomorrow.
And
I said, okay. And he goes, okay. And I'm like, no. Call me tomorrow. I don't want to hear your joke right now because I want to be able to really laugh at your joke. Okay. So, yeah, my kid's got jokes. Static.
Well, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You interrupted my breaking news.
I know. We just interrupted breaking news. What do you need?
Oh, my gosh. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, little one.
Well, is it way too early Friday? Somebody was just saying I was hearing about some haste of the day.
Yeah.
And I don't have a computer, and I think that this sucks. And so I really needed to hear some haste of the day. What is the matter with the format, man?
What's
the matter with the format, man?
What's the matter with the format, man?
Who's the format, man?
What's the matter with the format, man?
Well, you say that the Hard Rock can't go down anymore.
Hey, we'll play Haste of Day for you there, little one.
Oh, my gosh, it would really make my day.
Would it?
I know, it totally would.
Okay.
For real, I'm not just saying it. I'm from my heart right now.
Oh.
I really miss you guys.
Oh, okay. That makes one and of us.
My condolences for what you have to go through to all those people. But I will pray. Uh-huh. I will pray hard because prayer is amazing.
Yes, it is.
Will you pray hardcore?
Well, yes, because I'm hardcore because I like to haste the day.
Hey. Yes.
Hey. All right.
Day.
Thanks for the call.
Okay. See what I did there? I made a joke and he didn't get it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, and I said,
"St
the day."
Fun Joke Friday.
You're destroying breaking news.
Ready?
Destroying it.
Ever wanted to make beer as a career? Then hop to it and enroll at Colorado State University, which is brewing up a new major.
I see what you did there. Hop to it. Yeah. Hops.
Hops. Do it. Fermentation Science and Technology as the new major. As part of the effort, the university is installing a brewery in the student center where students can taste classmates' efforts.
Where are you guys going to college?
I hope to not.
Ah, yes.
We talked about this, actually.
Okay.
Yes.
Where are you going?
Probably UNM.
Yes! Everyone's a Lobo.
Woof.
Yeah, that's right. I like that. Wait, why not to? What do you want to do, be a rock star?
Well, actually, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wanna do something with art or music.
Oh, okay. You know, you can get like an art and music degree and waste thousands.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but...
You can waste thousands and have somebody else try and tell you what art is.
Exactly.
So, I actually knew someone who got an art degree,
mm-hmm.
and then they were working at Starbucks.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's like, what boring. Are you doing?
Okay. So I'm just going to be working at Starbucks anyway, so...
Yeah.
Or... I don't know, somewhere.
You can do that.
Yeah. We both worked there.
We'll all go.
You don't want to work there.
We'll all go work at Starbucks eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if you're an artistic person, you have to work there once. So that you can say like, oh, well, I worked at Starbucks, so I know. Don't do it. Don't ever do it.
I'm that much of a hipster.
Okay. Yes. There you go.
Ready?
I don't know. Are you ready?
Sure. Breaking news! Firefighters battling a house blaze in Cobb Creek, Virginia, stumbled upon an elaborate high-tech pot-growing operation.
Uh-huh! I see what you did there. Blazed? The blaze? The firefighters?
Blaze.
Blazed in my Winnie.
In my Winnie. They found 352 marijuana plants worth an estimated $1 million. So in addition to losing his house, the homeowner is also facing a drug rap. But how did you think they found that? Like the smell or like it was
obviously.
Burning?
Yeah.
There was like a huge fire and the entire
neighborhood
got
over.
A contact high.
It's like, I didn't know Dave Matthews was in town.
Or Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Lou.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah,
Justin Timberlake is a stand-up gentleman.
That too.
Yeah.
Timberlake does not do
Bieber,
that.
Bieber, yeah, there you go.
He was classy.
Can we, speaking of classic, can we move on?
One more.
All right.
Breaking news. Motorcycle drunk driving is bad.
That's it?
Sorry.
That's the story?
Well, there's more to it, but I just thought that was...
Really dumb breaking news? Really obvious breaking news?
Yeah, that's literally what this says. Well, actually, it's not what it says. This is why motorcycle drunk driving is bad, but I don't think you need an explanation for that.
Right, right. Because it's drunk driving.
And on a motorcycle, it's like, you don't have like, what are those little wheels?
Doors?
No, doors.
Training wheels?
Training wheels. You don't have training
wheels. Oh, training wheels. Yes, very good. No, you do not have training wheels on a motorcycle.
It's not a good idea to drink and drive a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Or anything. So.
The more you know. Good job.
That's it.
That's your breaking news.
Yes.
All right.
It's 6:44.
I know. We got to like seg straight into this. We don't even have time to tell people, hey, studio at mystaticradio.com if you would like to get a birthday wish in because it's time for birthdays.
It's not quite time for birthdays.
Oh, it's 6:44 and 23 seconds.
Yeah.
25 seconds.
Actually, you know, a little bit later in the segment, I've got a special audio hint that Steve-O is going to be probably more than special.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Something very special happened on this date.
April 26th.
Well, not so much something very special happened, but something special or something happened that would require us to play something that would be, you know, awesome that you'd want to hear.
Okay.
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 The suspense.
Yeah. So you have to.
It's 6:45.
It's 6:45 in 2 seconds. You're 2 seconds late.
Which means it's time for birthdays.
Okay, not.
Oh, man.
Come on.
There's actually not a lot of really cool birthday things going on today.
Oh.
But that's okay. Let's go through these. I sound overmodulated.
You do?
Maybe my headphones are broken.
Maybe.
Okay. It's
great, guys.
celebrity wife model.
Wait.
Are you playing music?
Yes. It was in my headphones.
This whole time.
Stop it.
Creepy has been like totally.
Celebrity wife model birthday today.
Okay.
Celebrity wife model.
Christy Brinkley's birthday.
Nicole Richie.
Her first name is Melania.
Melania.
Probably.
God,
it sounds more model.
Melania Trump.
Oh,
her birthday today.
Okay.
She's 56.
Wait. No, it's not. That's not the daughter.
Do they have daughters? I don't know.
Did he spawn things?
Yeah, he did. I know he had sons.
He has a child that also
does.
Ivana is not his wife anymore. You know that, right?
Oh no, I didn't know he had a wife. Wow. What?
How?
Anyway,
I don't keep up with Trump.
Yeah, I don't either.
Was that her name? Was that?
I thought it was Ivanka.
Whatever.
Something weird like that.
Whatever.
That's not his wife?
I don't think so.
So this is now his wife.
I think so.
So she's got to be 32.
Yes,
37. Yeah. 43.
Oh, wow, you were close. That's
okay,
creepy.
Now I don't remember if this is from Operation Iraqi Freedom or Desert Storm. I'm pretty sure it must be from Iraqi Freedom. American POW Jessica Lynch.
No idea.
You don't remember Jessica Lynch?
Mm-mm.
She was the American POW.
Oh, of course. The American POW.
Yes.
Is that like...
That one.
She is 37?
Nah, she's 42.
She's just 30.
Wow.
Wow, okay.
She's not aging well.
No.
Terrible people.
You said Desert... She was a POW jerk.
Like, what does that mean?
Prisoner of War.
I know that, but I don't know, like...
You've never seen Homeland? It's really bad.
I haven't.
You do a pretty good job of covering up your mistakes. Whenever you get too old, you're just like, oh, she's not aging well.
Yeah.
Whenever you get too young, you're just like, wow, he's aging really well.
Yeah.
It is the birthday of a...
You know me.
Of a particular drummer.
Oh.
Lars Ulrich.
His name is Roger
Daltrey. Roger Waters.
Roger Taylor.
Roger Taylor.
Roger Taylor.
Duran Duran.
Yeah.
Of Duran Duran.
It's Roger Taylor's birthday. Are we going to hear this tonight? Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, totally.
I guess it depends on who's playing the music.
I want to
feel hungry like a wolf tonight, though.
Yes! Good job,
Well, I
Caleb.
Wasn't going to play that, and...
Yeah, because this is Rio.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this is New Mexico, Rio stuff.
Yes. All right. He is 59.
How old is he? 50. No.
I feel like 60 something.
62.
Well, with that said, I'm guessing the years have not been kind to Roger Taylor.
Oh.
He's only 53 today.
Oh!
What?
Wow.
You guys dancing in there?
No. Okay. I started to, and then I stopped.
In my mind.
Yeah. Okay. I'm saving my energy for tonight for prom.
Me too.
Are you dancing tonight?
Of course I am.
Yeah.
Wow. It's the only thing that's going to keep me awake. I'm an old man. I go to bed at 8:30.
It's true.
Prom starts at 7 p.m. Goes till 11.
Okay, martial arts legend?
Ralph Macchio.
No.
Rocky.
Is he martial arts? I don't know.
Yeah, Jackie Chan. Karate Kid. Hello. Ralph Macchio.
I saw all three of those.
Oh, I'm so sorry for you. I saw him too.
Bruce Lee.
Jackie's
Bruce Lee. Rocky. Oh, Bruce Lee's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Did we already say Chuck Norris?
Jet Li.
And it's Jet Li's birthday.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Good job. This is deceiving, because he looks like a kid.
He does. Same with Ralph Macchio. How old do you think that guy is?
Ralph Macchio or Jet Li?
Ralph Macchio.
Wait, we have to guess who Donald
Jet Li is. I know, but this is like a thing.
Ralph Macchio has got to be in his 40s, right?
How old is he?
I'd say Ralph Macchio is like 42.
I bet he's almost 50.
Really?
Because I think he was older than me when those came out.
How old was he when he made the first one?
I said 42.
He's 51.
He's 51?
How old is he when he made the first?
Probably like 23.
Yeah, he was 24.
Oh.
And he looked like he was 14.
Yeah,
you should have told me that, and I would have totally guessed more correctly.
No, okay,
so how old is Jet Li?
Okay, Jet Li. Jet Li is... See, if Ralph Macchio's 51, Jet Li is... I'm going to say 51, because karate never dies.
Oh, my gosh. That doesn't make any sense.
That's a song. Do you guys don't know that song?
No.
Because karate never dies.
See? I was just going to say, Steve-O, sing it.
Yeah.
It's not even a song.
Yeah, it is.
It just keeps on living forever.
It just sounded like...
Yeah, sounds legit.
Karate never dies.
You're lying.
It does.
He is
43.
Jet Li, nah.
Do you have appropriate music, Steve-O, for Jet Li's?
Yeah, sure, here.
He, like, doesn't age.
I thought you'd have that.
43?
Okay, so what are the guesses?
I say 51 because Ralph Macchio's 51.
He's got to be older than... Okay, no, 43.
Okay, actor Jet Li is 50 years old.
So close!
You lose.
Looks exactly the same as he did like years ago.
Okay, so from Smallville.
You know this one.
Tom Welling.
Tom Welling's birthday today.
Yeah! He was a pretty not lame Clark Kent. I thought he did a decent job.
Didn't you watch all of it?
No. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, all of it. Every single episode.
Even my dad stopped watching it after a while.
What? How could you?
Because it was just a soap opera.
You have to see how it ends.
It just became a soap opera.
Yeah, it was. The last season was pretty good. Tom Welling is
35?
37.
36.
Oh!
Okay, so this next birthday is an actress-comedian.
Roseanne Barr.
Do you want to guess before I give another hint?
Ellen? No, Ellen already had
Okay, so actress-comedian who might have one earlobe a little bit droopier than the other.
Oh, that doesn't help me out at all.
One earlobe? What?
Why are you noticing things
Probably
like
not
that?
Buddha.
Well, she had a trademark when she would end her show. She'd kind of tug on her earlobe. To say goodbye.
Kathy Griffin. Yeah, that's the only other person.
Or Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett!
Of course.
Doesn't she live in Santa Fe?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think she lives in Santa Fe.
She is 53.
You obviously don't know who Carol
Burnett is. No, I don't.
How old was Shirley MacLaine?
Oh, so old.
I was going to say 67.
Carol Burnett is 80.
80?
Yeah.
She was born in 1933.
The show included Harvey Korman and Tim... I forget Tim's last. Conway.
Tim Conway.
Yeah, who you might remember from the Apple Dumpling Gang if you watched Disney movies when you weren't born.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay.
I've actually seen the Apple Dumpling
Gang. Nice.
Wow.
There you go.
Someone high five, Caleb.
There you go.
Okay.
Wait, that was weird because he's in the room.
Right.
Fast and the Furious.
Did you high-five him?
Vin Diesel. Paul Walker. Which Fast and the Furious are we talking about? Michelle Rodriguez.
It is an actress.
Fast and the Furious 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6.
It just says it says Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, wow. It's not Michelle Rodriguez?
It's like one of the cars.
The other chick.
Right, Jordana Brewster.
Jordana Brewster!
Of course.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Who?
32.
40.
What?
I don't know. I don't even know who I'm talking about right now.
Jordana Brewster!
37.
She was in Fast and the Furious.
37, of course.
She's 33.
Oh!
This is more funny for you.
This is the worst! I am so close!
Okay, so this so actor, in recent years, filmed at Winrock.
Seth Rogen!
Pretty sure he filmed at Winrock.
Oh.
Seth Rogen!
Why is he at Winrock?
The King of Queens.
Oh, that was Kevin James. It was that Mall Cop wasn't filmed here. It was the one with Seth Rogen as the cop. Mall Cop.
Is that right?
Yeah. You could have said Michelle interviewed him.
Ah, yes, because you did.
Mitch interviewed him. Kevin James!
Yeah, I like Kevin James.
I do, too.
Really sweet.
Really nice dude.
He's got kind of, from what I've heard, pretty clean comedy.
Yeah.
He's a real comedian.
That dude is 44.
That dude is 42.
He graduated a year ahead of me, I guess.
Oh, he's 48. Dang it.
Man.
I'm so angry.
I am way off. I need to start equating Steve Reiman age to things because I keep
Was that
thinking,
the last birthday?
Steve, I keep thinking you're like 40.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
All right, from G.I. Joe, Rise of the Cobra.
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum's birthday.
Yeah.
Also, 21 Jump Street and Dear John.
Dude. Well,
never mind. You can't even... Never mind.
Mm-mm. What?
Nothing.
They're making a sequel to that, by the way.
What, 21 Jump Street?
Yep. Movie's really bad. You shouldn't watch it.
22 Jump Street.
22nd Jump Street.
Yes.
So it's Channing Tatum's birthday.
Oh, yes.
He is 31.
Dang it. Because he probably is. I'm going to say 32.
Okay.
33.
No! I knew it! I should have gone one more.
Okay.
Oh, that's it?
No, it brings us to an inanimate object.
That means none of us got birthdays today.
Well, maybe you'll get this.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? On this date, in 1865.
Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Come on, think. Thinking cap on.
A high five.
George Washington ended slavery.
It gives me a reason to play,
okay.
To play this band. Okay.
The Rolling Stones went on their first tour.
No. That's pretty funny.
Rod Stewart wrote his first song.
No. 1865. Come on.
Oh, 18.
The
Civil War.
The last Mohican.
Mitch is pretty close.
Yeah. The Civil War?
It actually is close.
The South invaded the North.
Did you hear who I'm playing, Steve-O?
And prevailed.
Listen, what is he playing? I don't know this.
Ellis.
Was this song written?
Christopher Columbus marched to Gettysburg and took back Korea.
Union cavalry troopers.
Ooh.
Union Cavalry Troopers.
Right?
Cavalry.
I don't believe in unions.
Cavalry.
I don't like unions.
Not Cavalry.
No,
Cavalry.
Union Cavalry Troopers corner and shoot dead.
A bear.
John Wilkes Booth.
John Wilkes Booth!
Yeah.
Who invented the postal service?
Who assassinated Abraham Lincoln?
I don't know why
Lincoln.
They would do that.
Dude!
Did you even catch who this is, Steve-O?
Striper.
Striper doing the battle hymn of the Republic.
Is that sad that I pretty much Striper? Had to know that was Striper? Wow.
That was for you, bro.
Thank you so much. It's what I've always
it's
wanted.
Yellow and Black Attack.
It's what I've always wanted. Oh, man. I guess you guys realize by now that I got an F in history, right?
I did, too, because it was second period.
I barely passed with a C.
Yeah.
Oh, and happy Arbor Day.
Hey! It's hey, Ann Arbor Day.
Arbor Day!
Ann Arbor, Michigan was founded on this day.
Woo!
In
we're celebrating Arbor Apartments.
Good old yeah. Michigan.
Oh, yes.
What?
The Bay
it's
Arbor.
Arbor Day.
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Do you have an explanation as to what Arbor Day is?
It's when Jackie Chan drove to Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Arbor.
And took back that beaver that comes out and sees his shadow.
Oh, yes, no.
Woo!
Arbor Day is for all the people on. All the British people, because they don't say the H. So it's Harbor Day. But
right.
We just started calling it Arbor Day.
Congratulations, Harbor. You
it's
got your day.
The harbor.
This is a beautiful day for you.
The arbor. it's Pirate Day! Arbor!
Oh, all right. Arbor.
No, Pirate Day is a different day.
There you go.
No, but this is like the
it,
second.
Let's make it Pirate Day.
My dad
it was,
would know.
It was the day that the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie came out.
Arbor Day!
Arbor Day. I like that. That's good. So we'll celebrate Arbor Day coming up.
So
in typical
like, oh
static style, you yeah. know. Yeah, Arbor Day.
Totally
Arbor Day.
Totally Arbor
Day. Yeah, we'll figure out what Arbor Day is and come back and talk about it with Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Freaks!
I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
What? Oh, wait, I'm late. Turn up the mics in time.
Wow.
What is wrong?
Just gearing up for tonight.
Yeah, taking it easy, not really.
Just kind of just hanging back, trying to be mellow, because I know that I'm going to be up like 7 hours.
Dude, this guy was on a specific talk show yesterday and brought it with the performance.
Yeah?
So good.
Did he brought it?
He brought it.
Good.
Oh, it's already been Brian.
I'm glad he brought it. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention, New Mexico. Cutting a rug. That's
what does
right.
that mean?
That means I brought
what?
My X-Acto knife and I'm cutting out a section of the rug.
Oh, like in a specific shape?
Yes. Cutting a rug.
Okay.
You never heard cutting a rug?
Cutting a rug's dancing,
no.
baby.
You're dancing.
I got my groove on.
Come on.
It's early in the morning and I'm grooving.
I've never heard. Maybe because it's dangerous to dance on rugs.
Wow.
Only in heels.
You are dangerous.
So I've heard. I've never been wearing heels while I've been
wow.
dancing on a carpet.
Right.
I just wanted to say
cutting
that on the air.
A rug.
Cutting a rug. Cutting a rug?
Because your feet are moving so fast that it just slices up the shag carpet that
yes,
you're standing on.
That's right.
If you're in my house, you know, we're still 70s.
I do that regularly.
Well,
you dance? You dance in my house regularly?
Regularly.
I've never seen you
regularly.
There.
Tonight, 7 p.m., prom. It's going down.
Tickets, yeah. mystaticradio.com.
Only till noon.
So get them now.
Yeah.
Like, really now.
You can still get tickets at the door because we've got a super fresh, you know, place to throw down some jams and party and have fun. You can be outside. You can be inside. I love our prom.
Me too.
It's a lot of fun.
It's pretty chill.
7 to 11 tonight. So, yeah, get your tickets right now. MyStaticRadio.com, you only have till noon, and then you got to get them at the door, and the ticket price does go up a few bucks. So,
it's true.
Get ready. It's going down.
I'm excited.
This evening, our prom.
Sounds
that's not what I wanted.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It is.
Fun
Joe
Friday.
Pastor Jared's going to be with us tonight.
Yes, I'm excited about that.
Theology Thursday.
You said fun joke Friday.
It's gonna be fun
Friday.
There you go.
Okay.
That's where you seg into telling us a stupid joke.
See, that's how that works.
That's how it works, Michelle. Yeah. We've been doing this for almost a year now.
Oh, I know. It's kind of like when you turn up the mics on time for me to go, what? And then you did it today. So I'm just taking it easy.
Mm,
just
touche.
Saving all my energy.
Oh. Touche.
How did the snail talk to the crab? Don't try and guess.
He pinched him with his pinchers.
Slowly.
He pinned him a letter. How did his pinchers?
Sluggishly.
So very slowly.
That's good. How did the snail talk to the crab?
Oh, how did the snail's talking?
No, the snails don't really talk.
Morse code on his.
Oh, but in jokes, everybody talks.
But in jokes.
Okay, how did the snail talk to the crab? Oh. He called him on his shell phone.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
It was really bad.
That was synchronized groaning there. That was good.
Static.
Wow. Want to hear a dirty joke?
I'm afraid, but I really hope it's actually not dirty.
All right. A pig fell in the mud.
No. Oh.
I thought he was going to say a white horse fell in the mud.
Static.
Good morning. Hey, I got a joke for y'all.
All right.
There's a guy walking into a Walmart. Wait a minute. Do y'all hear that in the background? Don't you hear that? It sounds like a cell phone in the background.
No.
Mitch, don't you hear that?
No.
No?
No.
maybe it's just a beeper. I mean, just a beeper. Wait. No. But it's coming from more than one direction.
Oh, my God.
Mitch, do you get it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That was really stupid.
It really was. Really stupid.
What?
What?
Bieber, beeper, one direction.
One direction.
The band.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Okay.
That's
That was a stretch.
Okay. Static!
There was this mollusk, and he walks up to a sea cucumber. Normally, they don't talk sea cucumbers, but in a joke, everyone talks. So the sea mollusk says to the cucumber, Nemo.
Nemo. Nemo. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't get it.
I really don't. Yeah. I don't either. So, Steamer.
Hey.
Hey.
Rules for Fun Joke Friday.
Yeah.
If you have to explain the joke.
Yeah, but what if it's just because I'm dumb? Mitch got it.
I did get it.
You know? He's gone. I don't even know why I asked him questions. Yeah.
He's like a vapor.
He is.
He's a mist.
Oh, 717. We should probably help the people.
You know that guy that just called in for a clownfish? He's not very funny.
Hey, good news, everybody.
What's going on?
It's Arbor Day.
Woo!
Huh?
Arbor Day.
That's right.
We decided that was for pirates. And
the beaver came out. 3 more weeks of winter.
The beaver came out.
I don't know what. I actually had to look it up.
We could actually start a really bad rumor with that one.
We really could.
The beaver came out, ladies and gentlemen.
3 more weeks
of winter.
Of winter.
Saw his own shadow.
What was Arbor Day?
Oh, you know, J. Sterling Morton founded Arbor Day.
Hmm.
Good old
that
Jay.
Guy.
Mm-hmm. So, Jay decided, hey, today is the day I'm going to plant a tree.
Oh. No, it's not. It is not about a tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
There's like an Arbor Day Society and everything.
Yeah. 135 years ago, J. Sterling Morton founded Arbor Day, a simple idea of, you know, setting aside a day for a tree, to plant a tree, particularly.
So today's Plant a Tree Day.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know why it's called Arbor Day. Why is it called Arbor Day? Was it in Ann Arbor, Michigan?
I've always wondered that.
Yeah.
But I don't think they have trees in Arbor.
He was by the arbor.
I'm not sure why it's called Arbor Day.
Yeah.
Is that like the science name for tree?
Static!
Hello.
Hello.
I have a joke for Fun Joke Friday.
Okay.
Only if you can tell me why Arbor Day is called Arbor Day.
I have no idea.
Mm.
No. Okay, that works.
Okay. That's a punchline to a joke.
Okay, I have two jokes. One is, an Englishman goes to order a cheeseburger at McDonald's. What does he say?
What?
an Angus cheeseburger. Angus cheeseburger.
Angus.
Oh.
I get it now.
Right.
Explaining jokes.
So much better after you explained it.
Yes, I get it, though. And your next joke.
And then, how do you make a bubble pop?
How?
Poke it with a stick.
No, you blow it up.
I get it. I get it.
I get it.
Too soon.
Blow it up.
Thanks for the call. Static.
Hello.
Hola. Oh, hey.
Hey, they call it Arbor Day because I believe people like are who are tree cutters and stuff like that, they're called like arbiters or some weird name.
Wait, tree cutters or tree huggers?
That's like...
I think people that like work on trees that like trim trees and they're called oh my, dude, I had it. But whatever it is, it starts with ARB.
Arbitron.
Arbitrary. Arbitrary.
Dude, I'm going to call you right back.
I mean, too, bro.
I like frustrated boy. Yes.
Stever.
Arborists.
Arborists.
Oh, but now we'll arborists? Let us call that.
I've never even heard that word before. Not going to lie. Static. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you all doing?
Can't complain. How you doing?
Good. I got a joke for Fun Joke Friday.
Okay.
I want to hear it.
What did the green grape say to the purple grape?
What?
Breathe.
Because he's out of air.
Because he's turning purple.
Yeah. I get it.
Because when you're...
That was a good one.
Wait, the grapes talked?
Talking grapes? Yeah, in jokes, everybody talks.
Static!
Hi.
Hi.
I have a joke for Fun Joke Friday.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear it.
When do monkeys play baseball?
When?
In April.
April.
Because they're... That's good.
That's good.
Really good.
Fun Joke Friday. Thanks
Thank
for the call.
You.
It dealt with baseball.
It did. Static. Hello.
There's a believer. Thank you.
Are you okay now?
Yeah, dude, I was calling my buddy, and right when I was calling him, believer came in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right on. Stever, yeah, that's
the believer.
Well, what is it called again?
Arborists?
Yes. All right.
Glad you feel better.
Static.
That's hilarious.
Hello.
Hi, I was wondering if you guys were still wondering why it's called Arbor Day.
I just heard that people cut trees and they're called arborists.
Well, and arbor is tree in Latin.
Oh.
So it's like tree day, basically. Tree.
Why couldn't they just call, I don't live day. In Latin, hello, Latinia, that's not my country of origin.
I've been to Latinia, that's a
I've
beautiful
never been
place.
To Latinia.
I also
ever.
Have a joke.
Okay.
I also have a joke for Fun Joke Friday.
Okay.
Why do they call it an Xbox 360?
Why?
Because when you see it, you do a 360 and walk away.
Oh.
Wait, if you do a 360, 60, then you're walking towards it.
Exactly.
Oh.
Oh, that's right. A joke that makes you go,
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, we were talking about Arbor Day and asking about Ann Arbor, Michigan, but the guy who started Arbor Day lived in Nebraska at the time, and he was from Detroit.
Oh,
and
what?
They weren't any trees in Nebraska, so he quickly planted trees at their house.
Wow, he did a really good job.
I just read that on the history of Arbor Day.
Wow.
Thank goodness for Google.
See, if you plant a tree in 135 years, maybe they'll have more trees.
Today is also a few other days. Today is Pretzel Day.
Of course.
Today is Richter Scale Day.
Ah, right.
Today is also Hug an Australian Day.
G'day, mate.
I'm going to Outback right now.
Right now.
Well,
there's no Australians there, actually. I try to like be funny there, and they don't get the jokes anymore.
No, they don't speak Australian.
They don't speak Australian.
Today is Hairball Awareness Day.
All right. Everybody should be aware of those.
Right.
Ugh, I don't like cats. That's why I don't
My cat's never thrown up a hairball.
Whatever.
I've never
You're
found
a liar.
One. No crashes.
Just wait until you guys decide to finally, like, move your bed around or something, and you're like, ah! And there's going to be 12 of them.
A whole forest of hairballs.
And gross.
Today is begins the interstate mullet toss.
What?
Fish flingers compete to see who can throw a dead one-pound mullet the farthest, starting...
Oh,
okay. I didn't even...
Like a hair.
I thought you were talking about throwing rednecks with mullets.
What?
Still.
Static!
Hey! How's it going?
It's going.
It's going good.
Hey, Dandy.
What can we do for you?
I have a question.
We have an answer.
Well, because they're planting trees, right?
I'm planting trees.
Yeah.
So, why don't we just call it, like, Mini Earth Day?
Mini Earth Day?
Because it's not entirely focused on everything about the Earth. And it just focuses on the trees.
Is this Yoshi?
Yes!
Yoshi! Where have you been? It's been like 7 years!
It's been too many eons.
This is the greatest day of my life.
Wow.
Yoshi!
I miss you guys.
Oh, not enough to call us, apparently.
Yeah, it's been so long, Caleb became an intern.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Well, he's an intern.
I'm just kidding. That's awesome.
Yeah. Where have you been? Did you go to, like, Jerusalem and just decide not to come back?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Aw, you tricked me.
April Fool's?
It feels like it's been so long that people don't even know you anymore.
It's not my... It's blame public schools.
Ah, okay.
For all the education.
There you go. Mini Tree Day. Are you planting a tree today, Yoshi?
If I had Mini a tree to plant.
If you had a tree... You're supposed to plant a tree.
Can I just hug a tree instead?
Sure. That counts.
I think that's a good alternative.
In fact, you need to post that on Instagram after
What's
you do that.
What's the Latin word for hug?
I
You don't kind of expect them to know that.
Well, pig Latin for hug is
ug-hey. Oh, there you go.
Pig Latin.
Ug-hey day. There you go.
I'm sure that the Greek is hug-a-may-moose.
Exactly.
Yeah,
there we go. Oh, Yoshi.
If you don't know the Latin, you could just say hug me more.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
As soon as you said National Hairball Awareness Day, I was thinking of, like, people taking pictures of hairballs and putting them on my Instagram.
Ooh, that's a good
idea.
You
can do that.
Yeah, yeah. Hashtagging it.
I love it.
That's hairball.
You have good ideas, Yosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Glad you agree.
Go plant a tree or hug a tree or eat an apple and then just spit the seeds on the ground and cover it with dirt. And there you go.
Yeah.
Apple tree.
Just throw the core out the
fruit middle. Ninja.
There you go.
Apple.
Yeah. You got this. Good job. All right, buddy. It's good to talk to you. Yoshi, everyone.
Mazel
tov. Mazel tov? Really? Static!
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What's everyone's ambition?
Oh, no.
What?
To learn the alphabet like Vanna White.
But she's such a sweet lady.
Vanna sells yarn, too.
She sells yarn?
Yeah. It is really soft yarn.
Thanks for the call.
You know, when she first had her job, there was more to it because she actually had to turn the letters. Now she just pushes a little button.
Oh, you're right!
She
actually had to rotate them, but now with the high-tech stuff, she just walks up and touches the bottom of the screen.
That flipping of letters is harder than you think. I saw somebody else try that recently.
Yes, high five. That's what I was going to talk about.
Melissa McCarthy was on Saturday Night Live recently.
Oh, really?
And
she did that.
Oh, man.
Oh, my
gosh. She was filling in. She was like
the cousin filling in.
Oh, I wish I would have seen
that.
Oh, gosh.
I got to be honest. I've always been a huge fan of her, but she
was
hilarious.
Her dedication to her monologue was amazing.
Yeah.
Like the dedication. I got it. I don't got it.
Fantastic. I'm telling you. Static.
I have a question for you.
We have an it's like question day.
It is.
It is question day.
Fun question day.
Inquisitive Friday.
What is a cow's favorite song to dance to?
What
is a cow's song?
I like to move it, move it.
There you go.
That was a good. I like your delivery.
The delivery was excellent.
That sold it.
Yeah.
I believed him.
That was good. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Static.
I got a joke.
Okay.
I want to hear it.
A little one, just a little bit. So Bond's driving through Nebraska, right? And she turns on the radio, listening to music, and she gets an announcement that says, officially, yes, for today, all Bonds are just so stupid. You know, and so she gets mad, turns up the radio, like, you know what, I'm not stupid, right? She's driving down, she's driving and she's a Bond on a boat in a cornfield. She gets out of her car and she's like, see, this is the problem. This is what's going on. She walks to the end of the cornfield. You know, she yells up to the Bond, if I could swim, I'd come out there and give you a piece of my mind.
Oh, that's funny.
Thanks for the call. Static.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey!
That's, I have a joke.
I know. I've been waiting to hear this joke because you wouldn't tell it last night.
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
Okay. Where does Satan get his books? Yes.
Where?
At the library.
Because he's the father of lies.
Well, that's right.
The library.
Funny and theologically sound at the same time.
You are destined for great things, Jack.
Absolutely. Jack, that was awesome.
That was fantastic. Oh, that was great. All right. What else you got?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Luke's got one, I'm sure, right?
Yep.
Good.
Okay, I want to hear it.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, baby.
I have a joke.
I want to hear it.
What do you call a cow with no legs and no arms?
What do you call a cow with no legs and no arms? What?
Ground beef.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Those Jeter boys.
Yep.
You're hilarious.
Fantastic, Luke. Thank you. Love you, kiddo.
Love you, too, Daddy.
All right. Tell everybody I love them. We'll see you guys later, all right?
Okay.
Have a great day. Love that kid.
Man.
So sweet.
Their voices are so adorable. I could just stand here. I could listen to them read the phone book, and I would be totally entertained.
Yeah.
Johnson J. 522.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, man.
I'm a fan.
They're so cool.
The library.
That's awesome. That was a good one.
You know what's great about them is that when you see them in person, they just keep telling you jokes.
I know.
That's all they do.
That's awesome.
Hey, tell Mitch that one. Tell Mitch that one. Like, yes.
That's so cool. I remember I met him outside the studio here one time after I was off the air, and they were just cool. They're just cool kids, man.
Yeah.
You got cool kids.
Thanks, man.
Your dad's pretty cool, too.
God is good.
Yes.
God is good.
Yes, he is.
So, it is Fun Joke Friday. Sadly, it's already like 8 o'clock.
Oh, it's getting there.
So, Sam Swan.
I know.
Uh-oh.
Here's a clue.
I wasn't ready for this.
I know, it's crazy.
I promised myself I wouldn't cry. I always break promises.
Are you going to go plant a tree today?
I am not, because when I was in fourth grade, I planted a tree in Rantoul, Illinois, and I'm sure that it's 900 feet tall now.
Nice!
And I think that counts.
Oh. It does.
I'm not. Instead of planting a tree today, I'm going to cut down 7 trees.
A what?
Just to give somebody a reason to be angry at. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not allowed near chainsaws. I'll have to tell you that story.
Oh, no.
That's a good on-air story someday. I'm actually going to relax today. I have a day off today.
Nice.
Yeah.
Arbor Day has its own website.
Really?
ArborDay.org.
It's an organization?
It's an organization.
I'm not joking. And they have a list of ways that you can celebrate Tree Hugger Day.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Let me have some of those ways. Let me
see. In a classroom, raise the flag, strike up the band, make Arbor Day fun and memorable.
Okay.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
Okay. Organize a beautification project in a public area.
That's a good
idea. That's cool. I like that.
All right.
That's like planting the garden at the school. Or, that's cool.
Or cleaning up a park next to, near your neighborhood or in your neighborhood. Yeah.
I like that.
Hold a poster contest or poetry contest.
Yeah, let's
haikus. Just
let's
like a bunch
use
of
stuff
tree
that
haikus.
We had to cut trees down to draw on.
So, you know.
I love arbor trees. Arbor trees
love
flow
me.
Through the...
leaves?
No, it has to be 7575. I'm writing a haiku.
Oh.
Through the...
willow trees.
Willows.
I said leaves.
Yeah.
Leaves is one
word.
Syllable.
Syllables, not words.
Yeah, 575.
How do you do, what's a haiku?
I took penicillin for haiku
five
one
words,
time.
Five
it was a really bad infection.
Words? Five syllables, seven syllables,
five syllables.
Oh, man.
Haiku.
And it doesn't necessarily have to rhyme. You know?
No, they don't have to rhyme.
Man, so you can't have big words because difficult is three syllables.
Yeah.
And that's already like half of your sentence.
This poem is... difficult. That could be the middle sentence.
Yeah.
This poem is diff.
difficult timing.
A cult is the second is the start of the second line.
You could use a two word. You could
a
go
cult.
Difficult
be
timing because that's five syllables.
Nope.
Difficult timing.
But the thing about haikus is they're usually
I'm
about nature.
Oh, is that
to
right?
Always be rhyming. Oh, no, that's eight. That's eight.
I'm trying.
I suck
to,
at this.
Yeah, they're usually about nature anyway. Anyways,
things you can do on Arbor Day.
Right.
Not write poems because it's just going to frustrate you to no end.
Absolutely.
Make you angry and want to strangle trees.
Oh,
no. You can fill the air with music.
Ooh.
We do that all the time.
I was going to say.
You're welcome.
Yes.
That's how we're celebrating Arbor Day.
Sponsor a tree.
Okay.
Tell people to take a hike.
You know what?
I do that.
Take a hike.
On regular
days. That's like how you fire people on Arbor Day. Just pick that day.
This is weird. They say you can celebrate Arbor Day in a personal way by planting a tree yourself.
Ooh.
An act of optimism and kindness, a labor of love, and a commitment to stewardship.
I bought the tree. I planted the tree.
Ironically, the second one is read a book about trees.
Like The Giving Tree?
Check out this book of 500 pages.
I love The Giving Tree.
The Giving Tree is a great book.
The Giving Tree is, yeah.
That's a
I cry every time.
Yeah. Dude, The Giving Tree. That's pretty good.
Good story.
What's another book about a tree? Does the Two Towers count? Because the Ents?
Yes, the Ents.
The Ents come out. You can sit down for 7 days. Straight, because that's how long it'll take you to read through.
You could just read
the
through
two
the
towers.
Ent. No, you just read the Ent.
The Ents part,
which also takes forever.
You got to learn
they
to identify trees in your yard or neighborhood. That's why you want a book about trees. That's what they said. The purpose is to it.
Well, if you read that section about Ents, then you'll know if there are any Ents in your neighborhood.
Yes.
So you determine if it's a fruitless mulberry.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
or a cottonwood. We got a lot of cottonwoods.
Ways to celebrate Arbor Day. How are you celebrating Arbor Day?
That's a good question. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
You guys should go to prom.
That's how we're celebrating
prom.
We're going to prom.
Yeah. We're going to plant a tree tonight at prom.
That's right. Seeds. Plant seeds.
We're planting seeds at prom.
After you cut a rug, it'll leave room for you to put a seed.
Actually, Pastor Jarrett from Calvary Knob Hill Taloba Theater, he will be throwing down this
tonight.
Evening. I'm excited, man. Prom 7 to 11, you can get your tickets right now. They go away at noon. Check this out. First 50 people through the door, we've got a cool little...
something.
Yeah. Little something-something for you. A couple little something-somethings.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you get your tickets. Get there early because we've been talking about this. First 50 people through the door. Got a little special something for you.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Details, tickets available right now. MyStaticRadio.com. Sam?
Hey.
It's been good.
Been a great morning.
It's been
fun. You guys have fun tonight.
Oh, we
have
will.
Have a great time tonight.
Oh, we will.
It's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
You can join us if you want. You can be there.
I need to find out what.
You have to pay at the door, though.
There you go.
Yeah. I could pay at the door.
Coming right back, the interns.
Okay.
And stuff.
And stuff.
Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey!
Steve Owen Mitch. These guys.
These guys.
Our interns.
Are you guys just exhausted? By now, it's end of the week, and
whatever, Caleb slept till 6:30.
yeah,
I got like an extra hour, so.
Our intern's hanging out with us. It is Friday. It is one of the best days of the year, because tonight, Static prom.
Prom.
Woo! Our big bad prom going down 7 to 11 right here on Calvary's campus. It's fun. It's safe. There was only like one knife fight last year, right?
Oh my gosh.
Just kidding. We have a really, really good time. I'm really excited. 7 to 11. Yes, there will be a photographer. Yes, there will be cool stuff. Yes, we will be giving prizes to the first 50 people who walk through the door.
Wow.
So, yes.
You
need to
you can be
get
there.
To our prom.
Since I'm an intern, do I qualify?
No.
No. You're like part of that. You're like a part of that translator thing.
Right.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
That translator, like, you can't win this because you blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I can't win it either.
Yeah, I can't win either. Always makes me sad. Especially when we're giving away things like Xbox 360s. And
I know.
Which
gosh.
We're not doing tonight, but I mean, if we were, that'd be crazy.
No, really, we're not doing that tonight.
No, we're not. It's going to be awesome, though. I'm really excited. So, check it out. Get to the thrift shop.
No.
Okay. That's seriously where all my clothes that I'm wearing
yeah.
came
really?
From.
Let's see.
You can get there.
Look, well, even the chucks?
Pants? No. Well, so I'm not really. Wearing this tonight.
Oh, right. What you wearing?
Oh, tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get a vest and be super hipster. Is that cool? Can I get a vest and I'll wear my slacks and like my suspenders?
I wrote a tweet about being hipster the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I think it accurately portrays
me?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
No. Let me find my tweet.
Okay.
It's going to take about 14 more
no
seconds.
No biggie with live radio. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
No bigs. No bigs. While you're looking for that, here, I'll help you out.
There is construction work on Osuna at Jefferson. There is also your usual construction work on Unser and I-40. There might be an accident somewhere. Be careful. There is. There's an accident. The left lane is blocked. Taylor Ranch at La Orilla Road and Golf Course.
Why are you laughing? That's an accident. People
La
are
La Orilla. Hey.
You're a terrible person.
You are an awful human being.
I can't say the name correctly.
La Orilla.
Orilla.
Road.
Orilla.
Road.
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 There's another accident. San Antonio Drive at Pan American Frontage. And guess what?
That's
another
it.
Accident on Avenida Cesar Chavez at I-25. And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. All right. Hipster chick.
Well, if I could find it now. I can't find it. I just pretty much said being hipster is like, being called hipster is like being called emo. It's not bad, but it's definitely not cool.
What?
Like, being hipster's over.
Wait, you had to like try and dig up a tweet? And that's all it was?
I
thought you were going to like give a dissertation on what it meant to be a hipster. You said 8 words.
In 140 characters?
Touche. All right, touche.
I can't do that.
Yeah. True story. True story. Well, tonight, prom. It's going down. Maybe some of this dancing going on. Some thriller action.
Something.
Yeah. Get your tickets now at mystaticradio.com. They will go away at noon, and you'll have to get them at the door. But, yeah, don't worry. We'll have tickets.
Yeah, we will.
I love it, dude.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
You're right there.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Ready to go plant a tree?
No.
We got to go plant a tree. It's Arbor Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I still don't get it. What is...
Some dude, like 100-something years ago, was like, I love trees, and I want to see more trees. And he planted a tree.
And apparently he really liked Latin, too, because...
Yeah, because arbor means tree in Latin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So today's tree day.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
Lame.
We could plant a tree.
Yeah, we could plant a tree.
I like trees.
So we'll plant a tree today in honor of...
I thought we already decided we're planting seeds.
Well, yeah, we'll be planting seeds tonight at prom. Hearts and lives.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah, you see what we did there?
Okay.
We're giving away trees at the door.
Go
plant this. It's Arbor Day. Can you go plant this, please?
What if that was legitimately our theme for prom?
We should have. We could have had the whole recycling logo as our theme.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Yeah.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
I would have gone as Captain Planet. Come on.
Somebody should come up with a good sermon.
Yeah.
Captain Planet.
Oh, man. That was like a really double pun. Really good. Oh, you're amazing. That was a good job.
Thank you.
It's terrible.
It is Punch Up Friday.
You can get your jokes in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio
Oh.
We got some Civil Twilight on the way. We got some Noah in the Whale. But first, I love these guys. The Wealthy West, front man of the Rocket Boys as well.
Hey.
Yeah, you like that?
This gay.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Civil Twilight, Shape of a Sound. Colas, what's that shape?
Oh, what?
The shape of a sound. What's the shape?
Shape of a sound.
Shape of a sound, obviously.
What does that even mean?
You have to say it.
What?
I didn't even hear what you said.
The shape. What's the shape of a sound?
The shape of a burger.
Oh! See what you did
and
there?
And that's called a segue. You're segueing into, okay.
Why, whatever do you mean, Colas?
Well,
I love having interns. This is the best.
am I going into this?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right,
this was your topic.
Okay.
This was your idea.
A Utah man named David Whipple,
first of all,
awesome name, has saved a McDonald's burger since 1999.
Whoa.
Oh, that's disgusting.
So, first of all, what? And then... I don't even, okay, so he's gone public with this at-home experiment. So apparently he goes onto the show, you know, the doctors, and they ask him about it, and he originally was going to keep this burger for 2 weeks to show his friends, and he forgot about it. So it had been in his coat pocket for 2 years in his closet.
Gross, dude!
Oh my gosh!
And 2 years?
And when he takes it out, it hasn't changed at all. So he's decided, okay, I'm going to keep it for another 12 years. And
so weird what people do.
And it looks exactly the same. It hasn't disintegrated at all. It says the only thing that has disappeared is the pickle.
Oh my gosh.
It's just gone.
Years.
And what's gross is that those are like soaked in vinegar.
14 years.
14 years.
Probably like disintegrated into the bun.
Yeah.
That is a serious commitment. Would you eat it?
Oh, what?
Would you eat it?
I wouldn't eat like a fresh one now.
Yeah. But you're going to look so good as a dead dude.
I know.
Come on, your body's going to be preserved forever. That's crazy.
Yeah, saved it to show his grandkids, and I mean...
So now he's writing a book, going on a world tour to show how disgusting...
Yeah, seriously.
You know what's crazy? Blah. Is that it's been 14 years since 1999.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me do that math. 99, 2000, 2001. Wait.
Wow, that actually...
2000, 2001. 14 years!
14 years!
Who keeps on? I don't even have... Like, I'm trying to think of anything in my home that I've owned for 14 years.
How did he not smell that?
Well, it was in a bag,
right? Obviously hasn't changed its smell.
Yeah, and it hasn't rotted at all whatsoever.
14 years. All right, here's the commentary on this.
Not even the bread?
Are you guys fast food eaters at all?
Kind of.
What's fast food?
Food that's fast.
Food that's really fast.
Okay, where you pull like, are you just talking about Mickey
and
D's?
And they're wearing
or?
A costume, and they hand you...
Hot dog on a stick.
Uniform, and then you go to a drive-thru, and then you're like, oh, thanks.
Any place that has a drive-thru...
Pretty much.
Well, there are some Subways that have drive-thrus. Not here.
I would still consider Subway, like, fast food.
Really? Because they have to, like, cut their own vegetables and stuff.
But just because it's real doesn't mean it's not fast.
Thank you. Wow.
Okay, then what about Chili's? Because I get in there, I order my food, and it's out in 5 minutes. I'm like, wow, you cooked that steak fast.
Oh, you should really consider that, actually.
I don't trust it.
Yeah, I don't either. I would be like, whoa, hey, that's a little too fast. Well, no, you can order things ahead. That's not fast food. We're mostly talking drive-thrus. Are you really this confused about what fast food is?
No.
Are we really having this conversation?
Yes, please expound. What is fast food? No, really, what is fast food?
I'm not a fast food fan.
A separate menu.
There you go.
Specifically for you. It's not fast food.
If they hand you a menu. Caleb, you are on it. That was good. It's a good definition right there.
So we need some, like, crazy fast food stories if anyone's
absolutely
got them.
Absolutely. Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We'd love to hear some crazy fast food stories. To me, this is the most insane. I remember similar story where I had a Twinkie that I kept accidentally for years. Had it for years, like in one of my drawers. That's awesome. And it looked mostly the same. It was kind of like disintegrated a little. There was like Twinkie dust around it, you know what I mean?
But like, it's like a cockroach.
It wasn't moist by any means, seriously. You know what I mean? But that to me freaks me out. Yeah. 14 years,
did
a McDonald's
colors?
Burger.
No, not at all. They like, it says that McDonald's has tried to explain this before. Like, what does it say? It says, like, they've released in a statement that the patty loses water in the form of steam. So, I don't, and then, so they say,
like
they say the burger's just, like, dry already. So, that's why it doesn't rot.
That's why it doesn't.
But
well, apparently, crackers don't rot either. Like, right. Saltines don't rot at all, apparently.
For years and years and years?
Apparently.
You know what does go bad, though? Those communion cups that we have to drink out of. I don't know if you guys have this, but
they
here, the communion, okay, so they come in this little cup, and then the little wafer is on top, and you have to
peel
open.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Try having a bad one on stage. I'm, like, singing, and they're like, okay, let's take the juice. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I think this is really wine. This has been in here for a while. And it's bad.
On
it's
stage.
Like brown.
On stage.
On stage.
That's
nicely done. Dude, this worries me. I'm not like a McDonald's eater guy, but considering this guy's had this burger, first of all, congratulations. That's a lot of it's a lot of dedication to keep
it
a burger
for 14 years.
I don't think it's that hard either, though. You just throw it somewhere and you're just like, all right.
That's true. It just kind of sits there.
I imagine it's like in a little case like the Beast does in Beauty and the Beast with the rose, but it's just like a burger.
Encased in the center of your living room.
Don't touch that. You're not allowed to go in that room.
Static.
You know, when I take communion over at my synagogue, it just, you have to question if it's really wine or if it's juice.
It's juice.
It's juice.
No.
Come on.
It's wine?
Yeah.
Really wine. Hi, Caleb.
Hey, man.
Paul of Houston says that you're a heretic because the blood of Jesus never goes bad.
That's a correct theological statement.
Oh, my gosh. It's not, hey, Paul, you're a heretic. It's not really the blood of Jesus, yo.
Oh, yes.
Yes, let's get into that theological discussion, please.
Right now.
I just, one of my Catholic friends, please call me right now so we can talk about that.
Every single day of your life.
Oh, man. Yoshi, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love that guy. 505-338.
Yeah, or we could just go into Holy Communion. Sorry.
Yeah. Or we can go into, Or we can discuss, you know.
I'm sorry,
the
didn't
theological
open that
implications
can
of
worms.
You saying that Jesus' blood went bad. Good job. Good job. Man!
Did I just lose my salvation?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. So, Caleb and Nico, you guys are now promoted from intern to co-host.
What's the rate?
No, it's still free. Yeah. It's still free.
Dang.
So, yeah. But, Mitch, we'll see you later. It's been good. It was good. You lasted almost a year.
I know.
So, it worked out. So, yeah.
Good job.
So, yeah.
What did he say now? What did he say? Paul, what did you say? Say it to my face.
So, there it is. Crazy fast food stories. Fire away. 505-338-3700.
It is Fun Joke Friday.
It is. I want to hear it.
What did Batman say to Robin before they got in the car?
Fasten your seatbelt. Buckle up.
No.
Hey, kid, make sure... Did you bring your batarangs?
Some sort of pun.
Do you have your belt on? Are you wearing...
No. Your what did Batman say to Robin before they got in the car?
I work alone, kid.
Get in the car.
That's the joke?
He said get in the car. Because they weren't even in the car yet. Before, not buckle up. You can't... You're not in the car.
Whatever. Before you get in the car, it's like, hey, don't forget to strap in. Right?
No, I
have a joke that's really similar to that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Steve-O, ask me if I'm a tree.
Are you a tree?
No.
That was perfect for Arbor Day. That made perfect sense. I see what you did there.
What do you call someone who points out the obvious?
What?
You?
Someone who points out the obvious.
These are awful today. Are you kidding?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there we go.
How do you fit an elephant in a Safeway bag?
How?
Take the S out of safe and the F out of way.
What?
Wait.
What?
There's no effing way.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
You guys have never heard that before.
Dude, I totally forgot about that.
I heard that joke in like fourth grade in class.
All time.
I'm going to sleep now.
Wow. Okay.
Good job, Michelle. Now hiring a pre-reader of Facebook jokes.
Thanks, Trabo.
Skills include pre-reading. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. House of Heroes. So far away. See how I do that?
Oh, we're going back
what
on air.
Nico is.
So, Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Joined by our amazing interns.
Morning.
Colas.
Hola.
Caleb. I like this. We need to come up with a catchy morning show name.
Colas y Caleb?
It's a good one.
Someone from school said that Nico's name needs to be DJ Head and Shoulders.
DJ Head and Shoulders? Why?
Because he's got...
Oh, because of the flowing mane, yeah.
You got best hair?
Did you get best hair?
What did you...
You did? Yeah. You do have pretty great hair, bro.
It's pretty nice.
It's Timberlake hair.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah.
What did you get?
Whatever.
It's whatever.
Caleb, did you get anything? Best hair?
I got best dressed.
You
nice.
Did?
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you what feel like after that you had to like really live up to that?
Kind of.
You're like, oh.
Now you better look sharp tonight. It's your chance to shine.
I will.
It's
both
like
chance.
Best. But do you wake up every day and be like, am I really going to live up to what if somebody sees me today and been like, why did he get best dressed?
Wow.
Well, I actually voted for someone else. But yeah, people were talking to me and they're just like, yeah, he's better dressed than you, but you're better known than him. Like, that's too bad. Dang it.
So this other guy should have won.
Yeah,
we should give him a prom ticket and like let him come to prom as an consolation.
He's angry now. He's bitter.
Yeah.
And you're on the radio.
Yeah.
Bitter.
Man, it's terrible.
I didn't get best anything.
No, yeah. You're my best co-host. You got best co-host this year. I mean, you're the only co-hosts I've had this year, but...
Nah, Joey was your co-host one day.
That was a guest. That doesn't count. He would win for best guest DJ.
Okay.
But I don't know.
No, it's okay.
Static!
Hey, morning.
Morning!
Hey, you see, you were talking a little bit earlier about your Twinkie and Twinkie dust?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what do you call bacon bits?
What?
Pork pixie dust.
Okay.
I'm going to hit the rim shot, I think.
But I have a book for you to read for Arbor Day.
Oh, okay.
So do you like rock climbing and top roping and stuff like that?
Dude, obviously. Look at this physique. I'm obviously very outdoorsy and energetic and athletic.
Obviously. And I can see that over the radio.
Of course.
So
you can't hear me get winded talking?
Well, anyways, there's this book. It's called Wild Trees.
Ooh.
And it's about the redwoods on the West Coast and the you know, they're like started growing when Jesus was born. And it's about their canopy and the life and ecosystem within the canopy at the top of the redwoods and how these different scientists, these young folks from all over the world, find themselves together studying the ecosystem in the redwood canopy. And how they develop equipment to climb the trees and live up there for like weeks at a time. They sleep up there and eat up there and everything.
God.
And the reason they call it wild trees, a wild tree is a tree that has never been summited yet. It's a freaking page turner. It really is. So read that book for every day.
That's what I was just going to say.
Me too.
So thank you so much for the call.
Okay.
All right. That sounds interesting, actually.
Yeah.
It does.
Okay, ready for a joke?
I used to love climbing trees when I was a kid.
Me too.
I mean, come on. Yeah, I'm ready.
Gonna watch a movie about it.
I need your help for this one.
Oh, okay.
You have to read this part. What did Mario say to Princess Peach when he broke up with her?
What?
It's not
I don't know. What did he say?
Oh.
It's me.
That's pretty what? Good. That's pretty good.
But you didn't see
but you didn't say it. You didn't say it. You didn't deliver it.
I'm Mario.
You gotta say,
it's not you. It's me, Mario.
There you go. There you go. Great joke. I loved it. Static. Oh, they didn't like the joke. Guess they didn't like the joke.
Why are horses never overweight?
Why?
Because they're on a stable diet.
That was yeah. Who?
I think this one's from ABQ Rescue. Huh. What's the last thing a drummer says to his band members?
What?
Hey guys, I wrote a song.
Wow.
How much does a pirate pay for corn?
How much?
A buccaneer.
Oh my god.
That was happy Arbor Day.
Arbor Day.
I didn't tree that coming.
Oh, snap.
Oh my gosh.
It's Arbor Day. It's also Fun Joke Friday, which means you need to stop because it's Fun Joke Friday. So, you know.
Why didn't the sun go to school?
Why?
Because he had a million degrees.
That's a win.
Give me 505-338-3700. We gotta take a quick break. I gotta recover from all these hilarious jokes. Oh, get there, post your fun joke for Friday. We'll be right back. You know, we got interns.
Steve.
We got morning show. Steve. We got stuff to talk about.
And it's Arbor Day.
And it's Arbor Day.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Benjamin Dunn and friends. Like a tree. Static Radio, good morning, 9:15.
Hey. Oh. There is a rollover I-40 West at University. That's exit 159D, as in dog.
Okay.
And construction work under at I-40. There is another accident led at Carlisle. And that's your lucky traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. It's Friday, which means prom tonight. That was good.
Tonight.
Tonight.
7 p.m.
2:11.
Get your tickets now at mystaticradio.com, but only available. They're only available there for a few more hours.
2 hours and 45 minutes, girl. Yeah. So, yes.
And then they're
tickets.
Available at the door. So
that's right. So if you want to wait and pay more, that would actually help us out because we're a listener-supported station and we need your contributions. So there you go. Just wait. Just get them at the door.
Check out those prom tickets,
Landamania.
Y'all.
Yeah, you have a pair of tickets in your hand.
I do. What am I going to do with them?
As soon as the morning show's over, you and I are going out and about. Whoop, and we're going to post on Instagram where those are going to be.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you can't say where they're going to be.
They're going to be at... No, okay. That's
okay,
fine.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Just kidding.
Instagram.
Instagrams.
You find that by going to mystaticradio.com as well. You'll check out the little photo right there. Hey, look at that.
Hey,
oh, it's an Instagram photo.
Instagram.
And then you follow us, and then you know where everything is. Do you guys follow us on Instagram? Colas, are you on Instagram?
No. Okay. I just have a Facebook.
Dude, right there. I don't have a Facebook. I don't have a Facebook either.
I had to explain to him what Spotify was on Tuesday.
Yeah, what's this?
What is this magical land of... Do you know what computers are?
Yes.
You're going to do great in this generation with no computer knowledge.
Yeah,
you don't need it today. I mean, let's be honest. College is going to be fantastic for you. Static!
Hey, Steve. When are you guys going to get the Keep Your Jersey Clean t-shirts?
These are all good questions.
I can't even remember what that's for.
We've had... Really?
Really, I've forgotten. I can't.
Oh, wow. Steve, it was when Stephen Christian was here from Amberlynn.
Yeah, I remember it was when he was here. I just can't remember what the point of it was.
Oh, man. It was pretty great.
Steve, you should explain it to her.
Yeah, I will find that audio. Maybe we can just...
It's on the podcast.
Yeah. We will definitely get that audio up. So there you go. I don't know. We need to work on that.
Yeah, you do.
At some point.
It's been almost a year since that happened.
This is very true, and people are still calling and asking for those t-shirts.
It means it's worth it.
Yep.
It really is.
All right. Thanks for the call, man.
Hey, what do you call a priest who decides to become a lawyer?
What?
A father-in-law.
Oh, man. So dumb. Static!
Hi.
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 I have a joke.
I want to hear it.
What do you call a pig that fell into a bushel of needles?
What do you call a pig?
Oh. A porcupine.
Porcupine. Porcupine.
Spanish. Yeah. It's like Chuck E.
Like Spanish. Yeah. Oh, okay. Like porcupine. Okay.
Or that.
There you go.
It's Spanish.
Or the same. Or you could. Or the same. Or you. You call a tree that's made out of. A pine tree that's made out of pork or porcupine, but I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Doesn't that doesn't make any. No, you're right.
I like the first answer better.
Yeah, that was good.
It was good.
It was good.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, man.
Welcome.
Bye. All right. I love these jokes. Those are my favorite. Static!
Hello.
Hi!
I wanted to ask when you guys are doing the musical day.
The musical
remember
day.
Many moons
oh,
ago.
Oh, man. Where are all these questions coming from?
We talked about how we're going to do an entire show in musical form.
In musical form. At some point.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun. Maybe while the interns are here, because now we have characters. We have more actors. More of like.
There you go. That'd be good.
Bit actors. Yeah, we'll have to get that going. Static!
Yo, what up? I got a joke.
All right.
It's horrible. You ready?
Yes.
Not horrible like that. Just so dumb. Okay. How many hamburgers did the Catholic priest eat?
How many?
Hamburgers?
How many?
Yeah.
None. Get it? Have a good day, guys.
Oh, you too.
My stomach hurts.
It's terrible. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. It is Fun Joke Friday. And interns.
Yep.
What are we talking about?
Oh, so we're going on the song.
What are we talking about? Topic. Oh. Come on, you're our producers, remember?
Do you want to go with this one?
I feel like
it's up to you. You can pick whatever you want. Just waiting on a topic. You gotta get these phone lines blowing up.
Do you want to?
I guess.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Do I need music? Do I need...
Do you have any music that would go well with fish bladders?
With fish. With
yes.
Fish.
No,
with
not
fish.
Music. Fish.
With fish. What about Creed?
Yes.
Creed goes good with anything. It's like mustard. You can put mustard on anything, and you can put Creed on anything. No?
That's debatable.
That's
sure.
Super.
I say leave it.
Okay.
All right.
Because, I mean, let's be honest, these fish are sacrificing something. So, it's their sacrifice.
Okay. So, I didn't even know people have, like, I guess it's a common thing, you know, having parts of fish bladders in your soup, like, in China. So.
That's so gross!
If you want really good fish bladders in your soup, you apparently go to Mexico's Sea of Cortez, where people have been caught smuggling 3-foot-long bladders from a 7-foot-long, 200-pound fish that populates the area.
Wait. What? Those are some big old fish.
Yeah.
Yes,
wait,
big
so
fish.
Then they take them from Mexico to China?
Yeah. Yes. Some have been caught in, like, L.A., like, from Mexico to L.A., then to China, but it's mainly going Mexico straight to China.
Why are they doing this?
That's a big...
Because apparently these... I still got... Okay, they go for $20,000 each.
What?
It's like, remember when we were at the state fair and they're like, yeah, people hunt bear for the bear bladder, remember?
Oh, that's right. People try and kill bear here for bear bladder.
It's like, wow. It's something, it's worth like a few thousand.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like $20,000.
So apparently along the coast at San Felipe, you just see a bunch of 7-foot fish carcasses because people are just taking the bladders out and leaving it there.
That's really sad.
That's a waste of fish.
That is a waste of fish. They should actually, on their way to China, they take it. Yeah, it's sushi. Like, I guess, obviously, yeah. They've never heard of sushi before.
Maybe they're really gross fish.
What?
It's possible.
7-foot-long fish. That's
serious cache.
That
doesn't mean it doesn't taste bad.
So $20,000 for these bladders.
Yeah, most recently, 7 are caught smuggling 529 bladders.
Wow.
Yeah, at a time. And they were, like, taking them to the coast in, like, 3 enormous ice chests.
505-338-3700. What are you currently smuggling to China? Is that the story? Is that the topic?
I think that's a good
one. Yeah. Okay. What are you currently smuggling into China? That'll get the phone lines just going. Static.
Good morning.
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 So I have a joke and I have a comment about the fish.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Okay. So in Oklahoma at the Ooliga Lake, that's in northeast Oklahoma, there are catfish in the by the Ooliga Dam that have fish, I mean, that have mouths that are 6 inches in diameter.
Oh, my gosh.
So the divers, a couple years ago, they had divers who were hired to go down and repair the dam. The divers went down, saw these catfish, came back up and said, "We are not going back down."
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty crazy.
Yep. All right. So here's the joke.
All right.
All right, now, I would like to start a new trend, because I think Chuck Norris gets a lot of attention. I think it's well-earned. I think Chuck Norris has well-earned attention. But I believe there's another character that deserves some attention. I believe that's Clint Eastwood.
Ooh, Clint Eastwood.
Okay. I think we should start creating our own Clint Eastwood facts.
Okay.
All right, so...
You got some facts for us?
Yes, I do.
Just the facts, ma'am.
All right, here's the facts. This one is Chuck Norris and Clint Eastwood together, all right? Chuck Norris and Clint Eastwood once had a staring contest. It lasted for 7 years and was only ended after the UN stepped in and declared a peace treaty.
Boom. Goes the dynamite.
Thank you very much. Hey, create some of those Clint Eastwood jokes yourself,
all right? You made a great audience. All right. Thanks for the call. Don't forget to tip you later. All right. Thank you very much. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Our interns, Caleb and Coles.
Morning.
Kicking it with you as well.
Dang. Think about that for a second. 7 feet long? What?
You're stuck on the moon.
I'm just, it's like, that's a foot
it's
longer.
Taller than the majority of... like the human population.
Yeah, it's you're like 6 feet tall, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like a foot taller than you.
And 30 pounds heavier.
Wow.
That's crazy.
A big fish.
Yeah.
Ah, that's a good movie.
Static.
I'm tired.
How's it going, guys?
Hey,
it's I got a quick joke.
All right.
What's the difference between a black joke and a Mexican joke?
Oh, no.
No.
I don't know if I want to know the answer.
Once you heard one, you heard your mom.
Oh!
Okay.
I see what you did there. And he's gone. He hung up. Amazing. All right. Get your jokes in now. It's Fun Joke Friday. 505-338-3700. Or Facebook.com/MindStaticRadio. Do we have some we got to share coming up?
Yes.
All right.
Want me to share it now?
No.
Not now.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Least of these, song called Joyful Noise, that a request for TJ.
There you go.
There you go, buddy.
Thanks for your jokes.
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. If you would like to chime in on Fun Joke Friday, you can do so by calling us. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got some jokes on Facebook.
Yeah, and
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
This one from Paul on Twitter. If your job is watching someone flying on a broom chasing a flying gold ball, you don't quit it.
That's awful.
Thanks, Paul. Fun Joke Friday!
See what he did there.
I see what he did there.
Speaking of jobs, you guys are still young. Have you guys... I know, Caleb, you work at a hat place randomly.
Yeah.
Is this, like, do you have a job, Coles? Or are your parents cool? They're like, no, school. Focus on school. Have you ever had a job?
No. Well, because it's always been like, I have school and then right after soccer. And
soccer.
Then right after.
You're like the captain of the soccer team, huh? You're that kid in the movie, huh?
That kid in the movie.
Kid in the movie, yeah. You know, it's like, he's got the, he won best hair at school.
Oh, yeah,
he's
I
like
guess so.
He's the jerky popular kid who's like, you know, the antagonist in the high school movies. You're that kid, huh?
Huh.
I guess.
I'm just kidding.
Except for the jerky part.
Except for the jerky part, because you're actually... Turns out, oh, man. Whoa, didn't see that coming. The guy is actually really nice. So, there you go.
Thanks,
we
guys.
Changed the script a little. Yeah. Good job, buddy. Good job.
Thank you.
Hey, so speaking of jobs, though, I wanted to bring this up. Little boy. He wore a shirt. This is really sad, actually.
No.
Yeah, you ready for a sad story?
Yeah.
Little boy, he went flying on an airplane.
Oh, my gosh.
He was wearing his dad's T-shirt. Oh. Then I mentioned that his father had passed away 2 years ago. While stringing Christmas lights, he was wearing the shirt at the time, the dad was, when he passed away. So this little boy, 7 years old, cares greatly for this shirt for some reason. That'd be hard for me.
That would be hard for me, too.
So this boy and his family were flying from Fargo to San Diego. The 7-year-old had the shirt with him, his mother says. He'd lay the shirt out and spray his dad's cologne on it. And sing the daddy song.
Oh, my God.
His dad used to sing when he went to bed. Hold on. This isn't appropriate music. We need...
Oh, my God.
Right? Somehow, the boy and his family were rushing to board the plane. The shirt was left behind.
Oh.
But once the boy realized he was gone, it was too late because they were already, like, way gone in the flight.
Okay.
Flight attendants, they don't care. They don't know. It's just somebody left a T-shirt. That probably goes in the lost and found in or just gets thrown away, you know?
Yes.
They got a lot of stuff to clean up.
But this one smells really good. No,
that one smelled really good, apparently. The boy realized it was gone, and the family immediately took to the phone, social media, tried to get Delta to help locate the shirt. Well, Delta spread the word about the shirt, and it didn't show up in lost and found.
Okay.
They didn't find the shirt. So Delta
the end.
Kept looking.
Everyone just went home and cried.
It's okay, Timmy. You can get another one of your
really
dad's shirts.
Hard.
Oh, my God.
That he passed away in.
Oh.
No?
No.
He's wearing two shirts.
There's good news.
Oh, my God.
What? Delta called the family to give good news. After pulling out all the stops, they found the shirt in the dumpster.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah. Turns out, it was left behind.
Somebody
it got
crammed.
They were just grabbing magazines and stuff and throwing everything away, and it just got tossed away, thrown away. And the Delta stewardess jumped into a dumpster.
Like, I see it.
Dove in, got the shirt, and everything worked out. And the kids got the shirt, and he's reunited. Well, with the shirt. He was reunited with the shirt.
Oh, oh my God.
Going above and beyond.
Delta Airlines.
Delta.
Delta.
Sponsored.
Dumpster diving.
Not
Delta
sponsored.
Diving.
We got to call it Delta diving. That's a good one. That's good. So according to this anyways, the big question of the day is, do you ever go dumpster diving for something that was like precious that you lost?
Oh.
Have you ever done that? Like thrown something away and then been like, no! And had to like go into the trash and actually like dig through to find
it's
something?
It's called every time I make macaroni and cheese and throw the box away before I go to the next.
Good job.
How many times do you make macaroni and cheese
often.
If you just don't, that you don't know how to
I never remember the next step. I don't know. I'm like, wait, do I rinse them?
Does
do
she
do?
Look like she knows how to cook or do anything functional as a woman? Come on, let's be honest.
I punched you so hard.
You ever jump in the dumpster? Go diving for a lost treasure? How'd it go? 505-338-3700. Static.
Yeah, dumpster diving?
Yeah.
Had to dive in a dumpster behind a hamburger fast food place. I thought I'd say about that. For my daughter's retainer.
Oh, gross!
Everything.
So it's like you're not getting anything good out of that.
Is wrong with that. Everything.
Did you find it?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, dude, that's there you go.
Oh.
There you go.
Congrats.
And check this out. She was with. She was with her friend's parents, and they took her and their daughter and everything. And when they found out that her retainer got thrown away, they came back with us and brought two other couples from our church to go dumpster diving.
That's pretty great. That's
made awesome. A party of it. Brought some like brought a grill.
That's because
he didn't trust the fast food place.
That's nasty, dude.
And I just couldn't believe it. Wow, they threw away all this. Hey, this isn't looking too bad.
And throw it back on the grill.
Amazing.
Gross.
Dude.
Bless you guys.
God bless you too, Kevin.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
Kevin in Las
Cruces. He did save like $200 though.
Dude, I would dive in. Are you kidding me?
For a retainer?
Oh, absolutely. That's a couple hundred bucks right there.
I know. Like, well,
yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I can't think of a time where I freaked out retainer, so much I had to do that.
After you, she's had braces, and if you don't have the retainer, your teeth will just go back.
Yeah.
So that's a few $1,000 in the savings.
You know what sucks? Oh. Is that nobody after getting braces wears their retainer anyways.
Okay.
Really?
I have a permanent retainer, thankfully.
You just ruined the story. It was like hero dad, dumpster dives, gets a retainer. It's like, I know. That little girl probably never wore it.
Oh. I know tons of people that just never wear their retainers. And it's like, yeah, I probably should. Like, yeah, you probably should.
I have my retainer. It hasn't been in a case. It hasn't. It's disgusting. I don't wear it. You're right. And I just really hope that this is
way. They look all right.
No, they don't.
They're kind of a... I mean,
they're at a slant.
They are
then
a little
why
bit,
you put your
little,
retainer?
I got a little slant, but that's okay.
I did try to put my retainer in about 4 months ago, and my gums just immediately started bleeding.
Oh, gross. Like, so you left it out awful. For too long.
Yeah, it's over. I had to get braces again.
Static.
Hey, what's worse than that is going in a dumpster or through the trash and finding out at the last minute or afterwards, it's not in there, just kidding. It's over here after we dig through the trash.
Pat Masterson.
Hey, how did you know it was me?
Dude, your voice.
You have one of the more recognizable voices of Collins.
Oh, that's not good.
I need to call you today. I got your message.
You were the hardest guy to get a hold of.
Dude, it's week of prom. Right? We are having prom tonight. 7 to 11. We got prom. So, yeah.
Hey, my family is in the 505 today.
No way.
Yes, they're going to try and visit you guys.
That'd be very, very cool.
That'd be
cool.
Very awesome.
I'm
Wait,
down with that.
Like in studio?
I think they're gonna. They want to visit you guys. They want to say hey.
Oh, look, they're outside the door.
So we have our amazing biannual fundraiser for the station because we're non-commercial.
Yes.
And you, sir, are amazing. Last time we were gifted this incredible Harley Davidson watch, courtesy of you.
Well, yeah. Well, courtesy of
Barnett Harley Davidson in El Paso, or Las Cruces. Or Las Cruces, you know.
There's two of us. We're easily mistaken for the big one in El Paso, but that's okay.
So does that mean you can give me a deal on a Harley when I finally convince my wife that it's cool again and it's okay?
You had to go there, didn't you?
Dude, when I was in high school, I had a 1200 Sportster Custom. I saved and saved and saved, and I got that bike myself. And then, you know, I kind of grew up and had kids and had to get rid of motorcycles. So.
Yeah.
Come on, will you be responsible for my death, please?
Oh, my God.
Please, will you be responsible, please?
That's crazy. Hey, dude, you need to call me. I think this is going to be an awesome.
You got a winner for our fundraiser coming up.
Yeah, I don't know what to call it, but I need to run it by you. I think it's cool.
Why can't you just tell me now? There's like four of us here. Come on.
No, I have to explain it.
Okay.
It takes too long.
This is too much.
You know
too
what?
Much. Okay.
You need to call me, dude.
Did you guys like make friendship bracelets and
we got a toll free number here, dude. I'm making it easy for you.
All right, I will as soon as the show's over. Mitch
right
is
on.
Gonna make me.
Yes, I
there
will.
There you go. I promise.
All right, guys.
Prom day.
Hey, be looking for my family.
There you go.
Yes.
Thanks,
Take
man.
Take care. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro. Pat in Las Cruces.
Woo, that guy. That family. They're
dude,
amazing.
Dude, we have had so many phone calls from Las Cruces today.
I know.
Our translator. Up and solid and running. The engineers upgraded some equipment so everybody can hear us in Las Cruces. So shout out Las Cruces.
And thanks to everyone who supports us for making that happen.
Exactly. It's because of your support that we're able to do stuff like that. Go Lobos!
Woo!
Go Lobos!
Was that
woof.
Sorry, I'm a child. I'm a Lobo fan. It's hard when it's Las Cruces. My mom lives in El Paso. So UTEP and... It's New Mexico
I'm
State
sorry.
Right there.
What are we talking about?
Well, we were talking about this little boy who was reunited with his father.
Oh, yes.
Shirt.
Oh.
And dumpster diving.
Oh, my gosh. Dumpster diving. That's where we went with this. Dumpster diving. No, I've never searched through.
So that whole thing about, like, dumpster diving and not finding?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that happened with my wallet.
No way!
That was awful. Man. But then I found it on the side of, it was under my driver's seat. Yeah, that was fantastic.
Oh, gosh.
The worst is, like, the anxiety, because you're like, dude, my life is in there. My driver's license, and you're trying to, I hate that.
Yeah, I was, like, carrying out a bunch of trash from my car, and I threw it in there, and then it was time to leave later, and I was like, oh, no.
I threw it away. I threw away my wallet. Yeah. It had to have been.
It was awful.
See, I have like a very specific place. When I get home, keys and wallet go bloop in this one spot in the house. They cannot move. Because if they do, like, you know, 5:30 in the morning trying to leave for the morning show, it's like, where are my keys? I don't know when it's pitch black. I don't. Where's my phone? And then I have to use like the backlight of my phone in the dark to try and like find everything. Oh, it's the worst.
And it's like, if you don't have your keys, you can't go anywhere.
No!
You feel
that's
helpless.
That's good. Thank you, John Madden. Because if you don't have your keys, you can't drive your car.
It's not like you can just call and be like, hey, be right there. I'm just having... No.
Because you don't have your keys. And if you don't have... Chances are, who scores the most touchdowns today is going to win the game. You just did a John Madden.
If you
want to
hang out with this joy
of a human being
named Steve-O, tonight, prom, mystaticradio.com. Get your tickets now. Only available for an hour and 15 minutes?
Or 2 hours and 15 minutes. Or 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Whatever.
At noon, they're going away. Final phone call of the day.
MyStaticRadio.com.
That's how our show's been going. So it worked out perfectly.
Hey. Why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the idiot's house. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The chicken.
Oh.
You're a jerk. That was messed up. I don't like that. Oh, man. Prom tonight, 7 to 11. We need to go take naps.
Why are elephants not allowed at pools?
Why?
Because they kept dropping their trunks.
But it's part of their face. How the crap do they drop their trunks?
From 7 to 11, right here at Calvary. Tickets are available right now at mystaticradio.com. But you got to get them by noon or you're going to get them at the door. So there you go.
Why did the cow cross the street?
Why?
To get to the other side.
Oh. Should have ended on the elephant joke. That was utterly depressing.
Oh, man.
Come to prom.
7 to 11. MyStaticRadio.com for tickets. We out. We'll see you guys tonight, 7 p.m. Static Radio Retro Prom is going down. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.